Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The media doesn't have a great track record for accurately or even compassionately representing mental illness. I want you to think about what comes to mind when I say psychosis. How about delusions? Hallucinations? What imagery comes to mind? Now, if your only frame of reference is film, then you might be imagining Jack Nicholson in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest or Leonardo DiCaprio investigating a crime at an asylum on a remote island. But what is it really like to experience a psychotic disorder? What is it like for family, friends, and even classmates and colleagues? We have the pleasure to talk with close friends, writers, and producers, Dara and Freddie, who among many attributes utilize their creative skills to transparently share what it's like to live and function in today's world with mental illness in their documentary, Breaking the Silence, now streaming on Amazon Video. I would like you to get to know them first before we dive into the mental health aspect of their journey together.
Welcome to Wit and Reason, hosted by psychologist Dr. Alexis Moreno. Dr. Moreno brings her expertise to providing smart and practical explanations on human behavior. Listen now as Dr. Moreno brings a little bit of positive mental health to your day.
So my name is Dara Sanandaji. I grew up in western suburbs of Chicago, went to school out east, and then went to law school. Went into financial services for almost 5 years, and then decided that I wanted to pursue creative endeavors and kind of make some kind of positive impact on the world with some creative work. And so I started writing, and then got into editing, and then eventually documentary filmmaking, which is where I met Freddie in a documentary filmmaking class. And then we kind of hit the ground running. And since then, we've made a couple of documentaries, and which have gained some nice traction so far. And so we're just kind of looking forward to getting that creative work out into the world and hopefully making a positive impact on people's lives with it.
My name is Freddie Bell. Dara's intro was really good. I just want to keep listening to him. Freddie Bell, I'm a Midwest guy. Dara and I met in Chicago. My background is in music. And like he said, we met in a documentary filmmaking class. I love working with Dara. He's like a brother to me. But now I'm actually in LA. Like Dara went east, I went west. We left the Midwest, and I am currently an executive producer for a television show on HGTV. It's called Fix My Flip, which premiered May the 4th, second season at 9 o'clock. Shameless plug there.
But, May the 4th be with you. Congratulations.
May the 4th be with you. Yeah, a little plug there. Yes. And that's pretty much it.
As creatives, Dara and Freddie are engaged in a variety of projects and are excited to share the film they produced together, Breaking the Silence. Now, this documentary was inspired by one of Dara's therapeutic writing exercises. So we're going to take a moment to learn about Dara's journey from suffering in silence to writing out his experiences and then actually openly sharing his internal process with his parents and Freddie.
And Dara, could you share with our listeners a little bit more about your story and what you shared in your manuscript?
The crux of the story is that I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder with psychotic features back in 1999 in college, and had a really long slog over the course of the next couple decades, really, honestly. But the thing is, it's an evolution of sorts, right? I see it as like a skill that you kind of hone over time to be able to manage your emotional inner well-being. But for me, my journey was so arduous and so onerous. It was hard. I'm not going to mince words. It was very, very difficult. It was torture at some points. And then I was able to somehow kind of lift myself out of it with the help, of course, of other people that I had close to me. I had a couple of very good doctors and my family was very supportive as well. But for me, coming out of that was the reason why I wanted to help other folks and say, hey, you know, it's not only possible to function in a society, it's possible to flourish if you have the right tools and the right approach and perspective. So that's kind of what I wanted to do with the film, is kind of to pass along my understanding and knowledge, and hopefully that can help other people.
Yeah, and Dara, you mentioned that it was really a really hard experience for you. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a lot, you know what I mean? I mean, because you go through, so there are what they call kind of manic episodes and depressive episodes, and there are delusions that go along with the psychotic features, which are psychosis, which is essentially hallucinations and delusions, right? Operating outside of reality, like colors and numbers and schemes and stuff. And it becomes overwhelming over time. And then, of course, there are hallucinations that go along with this as well, which are essentially hearing things that feel like they're not your own, you know what I mean? Hearing voices or whispers or that kind of stuff. And so a lot of that over time, all of that together, just overwhelmed me so much that I really wasn't able to function appropriately. You know what I mean? And I was going to law school at the time, and this happened all throughout, like kind of the next decade or so. Constantly hearing things, seeing things, connections. Like there's referential feelings where it's like something in the environment relates to you in a specific way. And then of course there's a depressive element to it too, because nobody understands you. They're kind of attacking you. There's a perceived threat from the outside that like people aren't trying to connect with you at all, and you're isolated, which becomes even worse, and it's a cycle like that. So a lot of those things, and then essentially you're hearing stuff like that you can't necessarily control every minute of every day, you know what I mean? And you have to go through and interact with people while you're hearing things and then seeing connections everywhere, which other folks determine as not real, right? And then you have to somehow cope with that and manage that and then figure out how to deal with it, right? And it's not easy. But to say the least, right? And then, of course, you look to certain treatments and psychotherapy and medication and that kind of stuff. And a lot of the meds that I was prescribed would just zonk me out. I mean, I sometimes call it like emotional lobotomy, you know what I mean? Like I wouldn't be able to feel, wouldn't be able to have that zest of life, you know what I mean? And it just took a lot of cognitive stuff away from me too. So add that on top of everything else and you're a zombie, you know, you're a ghost, you're a wallflower, whatever you want to call it. And good luck kind of making friends, keeping friends and being involved in traditional things that society offers. Right?
Yeah, I really appreciate you breaking that down for us. And you wrote all of that out, your experiences in your manuscript. What contributed to that decision?
Well, this was, I wrote it all about 14 years after my first experience with psychosis. And what ended up happening was I came to the conclusion that, and I have a pretty good memory, right? So I remembered things as if they were yesterday, 14 years later. I mean, real details and the nitty gritty of how things went down. And I would go over it, you know what I mean? I would go over the years and a lot of it was introspection, deep, deep, honest introspection, saying, what am I doing? I just was one day I was at the computer and I'm like, I'm just going to write all this down that I've been thinking of for years. And so I just started writing and it just started pouring out. like over, and it was so cathartic. It was just like a relief to just throw it all out there. And we have to understand, I think, as people over time, that the self-worth is the most important thing, right? As you know very well, I'm sure from your practice, you know, like it's not about what other people think of you, and getting your approval from the outside is never going to help you in the long term for health and happiness, you know? And then I met Freddie, and then it was about, I want to say about maybe, it wasn't that long actually, maybe a few months into us knowing each other, but like we clicked so well, like we said before, that I was like, if I'm working with this gentleman, let's do it. Let's roll.
First, you shared the manuscript with your parents. I'm curious about what that was like for you.
Yeah, that was a trip. I mean, my mom actually comments in the movie about it a little bit. And my dad was just, they were both super supportive. My mom actually stayed up to like, I think 2 or 3 in the morning, the first night I gave it to her, to read the whole thing from cover to cover, you know what I mean? And they were just very impressed by it and supportive. And, you know, I mean, my dad was just kind of really, really happy about it. And my mom was, at least she didn't mention it at first, but then in the film, she said she had no idea a lot of that was going on. And she felt really kind of hurt inside, but happy still that things kind of have progressed and evolved over time in a positive way.
Yeah. And then you shared it with Freddie.
Yeah. I think I met Freddie in August, and then I shared with him, I want to say in February of the next year. So it was about 6 months. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
And that was because you felt such a comfortable and close connection with him.
And it wasn't until later on that we decided to actually make the film, but it was a great start, because his response, and I'll kind of let him talk about that, was absolutely astounding. I think that's really what propelled a lot of our work together and our creative. I mean, it really brought everything together.
Yeah. So Freddie, what was that like for you to receive this very personal, deep manuscript from Dara?
I didn't take it lightly. I thought it was really a kind of a responsibility to show some sort of support. But when I read it, I was like, who is this? this who is this dude in here? Who what is the story about? This is not about you. Because whatever like symptoms or whatever he was experiencing in that book, I hadn't seen any of that. So I didn't, you know, from what I read to the person that I experienced on the daily, I was like, you know, I was like, wow, this is something. And, you know, to an extent, you know, our experiences shape our perspective pretty much. And so what I grew up, let me give a little background. I grew up with a father who was a Marine, and it was, okay, get it. Like, there's no excuses. Do this, do that. You don't have time for any type of feeling. And then my mom, I'm going to get to why I'm telling the story. My mom, like if I would make the honor roll or something, she was like, this is really good. And she would put me in the car. She would drive like around town to find someone that was like walking around talking to themselves. And she would say, that person made the honor roll as well. So you can't do drugs, because this is what will happen to you. So in my mind, I thought everyone who would like hallucinate or this, that, and the other, it was because of drugs. I didn't think it was really, you know, you know, something that was chemically or medically, you could be medically diagnosed with. So I thought it was something self-inflicted or self-induced. So when I read this.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I was like, you know, that was young, you know, after you experience people go to college, you know, that's not true. But, you know, after read his story, I was like, wow, bro, like, this is, you know, I was kind of, it was kind of sad, you know, because, you know, he's life ahead of him, sophomore in college on the way back to school. And then, you know, they strap him in with lithium and here we are. You know, I just felt really, I felt really bad because this is a kind guy, you know, he's a really kind person. And I was like, wow, the stigma that he will face or the things that, you know, like just the doors that may be closed or the opportunities that he won't be, you know, even considered for because of this, that's bad. And me being an African-American man growing up in this country, like I know what it's like to kind of, in some places be invisible or not my voice, not heard. George Floyd happened years, every day, everywhere, you know, almost happened to me, but until it was acknowledged, then people understood, you know, people could see and say, oh my God, that's terrible. But we've been saying this for years and I couldn't see myself in a position where I've experienced things like that and then just alienate or shun him because of something like that. I'm like, no, man, I'm gonna support you. I'm here. Let's, what do we have to do? Like, I'm not gonna treat you any different. It is what it is. Let's roll, you know? And that's my perspective. That's how it happened. And hadn't looked back since. So.
And what's interesting is that we don't have to have the exact same experiences as one another in right. order to empathize with their right. experience. And so, Freddie, you referred to your experience as a Black man in America. And how isolating or invisible that could be, how risky and dangerous that could be. And you're with that experience, you're able to empathize with Dara, someone who's yeah. struggling with hallucinations or psychosis, and able to truly feel and understand the struggles that he has been facing and may continue to face.
Yes.
As well. Absolutely. And I think that that's what's really powerful about being able to openly speak and be authentic and sincere with one another so that way we could share our real experiences and connect, you know, with yes. one another on this deeper level versus the superficial stuff.
Right. Absolutely.
So I love your relationship and your friendship and your brotherhood as you put it, and so I appreciate you. And Dara, what was it like for you to get that response from Freddie after reading your manuscript, your experience?
It was affirmation, honestly. It was affirmation that I think I made the right choice to let it out there. You know what I mean? And to trust people with the story, you know what I mean? And kind of have that gut instinct that folks will get it. And obviously Freddie is more on the side of like the support and encouragement than other folks may not be so supportive and encouraging. You know what I mean? I get that. And then as you go towards the closing, there's a lot of like deep learning lessons, philosophy, and what it means to be a human being. And that I think is actually what we connected on most, at least at the beginning. And because Freddie's a very spiritual person too, as I'm sure he will tell you. We talked about everything and anything. And that's really, I think, what built a lot of our foundation.
What do you think it was about each other that allowed you to like kind of gravitate toward each other and develop this relationship, especially in like a whole documentary program with other classmates?
Well, Dara reminds me of some of my college buddies. I just we just clicked, you know. It was like the cool college dude, you know. And I think both of our undergrads, we studied economics. So we kind of think alike in certain, you know, aspects. And he was just really cool, just open, just like fun. Like it wasn't all, you know, so heavy and stuffy when we met. He was just like, hey, man, let's do this. Let's hang. I got this idea. I got this. He's really creative and pretty open, you know, just a really like, I don't say empathetic, but he just thinks of others. And that's kind of like struck a chord. You know, he's very considerate, very kind. And I was like, you know what? This is a cool dude, you know? So that's my perspective. I don't know what he thought, but that's what I thought. Like, you know, pretty good dude.
He's pretty good.
He's genuine. That's the word I'm looking for. He was a genuine guy. And it's so hard to find in this industry. So that's where it was.
And Dora, before you share your experiences with Freddie, what was it like for you to hear Freddie share that about you?
I mean, it's nothing new to me, honestly, to tell you the truth. I mean, I feel the same way. I mean, I think we tend to be on the same wavelength the vast majority of the time. You know what I mean? So like Freddie said, we just clicked, you know, right away. You know, I mean, we were in this documentary filmmaking class. We just literally just walked in the door and pretty much right away, we just started to rap and started to kind of get into stuff and started intellectual stuff, creative stuff, you know, all sorts of stuff about the different aspects of our human existence, so to speak. You know what I mean? That's what it was. It was two dudes with cameras, and we decided to go. We wanted to do something good with our work, with documentary film type work. And we were super green. Like we didn't really have any particular expertise or knowledge in the industry. I mean, Freddie obviously came from a background in the music industry, so he was more involved in the entertainment sphere, and I really wasn't. But at the same time, we had to learn so much in the documentary filmmaking process on the fly. And it was a steep learning curve, but it took time to really get to where we needed to be able to produce a quality film.
What would you like our listeners to take away from this? What main message would you like to share with them?
Brady, I'll let you start, man.
No, you go, man. I'm kind of thinking. I was thinking like, you know, they need to appreciate what you do, doctor, for them. Like, this is really important, you know, when we appreciate you. So go ahead, Dara. I don't know. I have so
no,
many.
I think that's a hell of a place to start. I mean, honestly,
yeah, like, this is an amazing platform that you have here, and we appreciate it. We're honored to be on it. And thank you so much, because you're helping us get this message out. So for me, being a person who hasn't experienced it, I would say to those listening that have a loved one, like, really try to listen and try to be there and support them. You never know how it will turn out. You know, you can, like, your support can help others. And I mean, simple, but it's not like that simple. This is a great platform, and people should really appreciate what you're doing. We appreciate it. We're honored to be here. And I think it's just wonderful. And you're helping us get this message out. Hopefully, you know, it'll reach the hearts and minds of others, and they will help those going through. So that's what I want the listener to take from it.
Thank you, Freddie. What about you, Dara? Any final thoughts or messages that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I want to reiterate that the work you're doing, Dr. Moreno, and the platform you have and the microphone you have, and being able to utilize that for positive, good health, healing, happiness, that kind of stuff is very, very, very important. And I think our goals are just very, very much aligned. And with the film, I just kind of would let folks know that the design of the film, you know, is to show folks that they're not alone, that these experiences are out there, people have them, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. And that I think more education and more knowledge and more understanding about these things promotes more empathy, compassion, understanding, and tolerance, so that we can connect more with each other, identify more with each other, realize that we're all human beings, we all suffer, we all go through things. It's not a death sentence. It's not a life sentence, whatever you want to call it. These things, with the right tools, techniques, you can gain mastery over them, and you can actually utilize them to your advantage. They can be adapted. You can utilize them for creative elements to be able to flourish in society as an active participant in society, rather than, like I see in the film, a passive onlooker. Like, it doesn't have to be like that. And I want to convey that message of hope and positivity and optimism for everybody out there who is going through a lot of stuff and who's suffering, whether it be from psychosis or any other condition they've been diagnosed with.
Your message, Dara, is just so touching to me, because I've worked in maximum security psychiatric hospitals, and I've worked with patients who have been in locked facilities for decades. And my primary objective in the hospital was connecting people back to the community, you know, helping them connect, helping them find housing, helping them build their support systems in the community. And that is just, it's such an important message that needs to be shared. And I hope that anyone who's suffering with any type of mental illness, especially psychosis, you know, is able to hear that and internalize that and continue to put in all the effort that it takes to live a long and healthy and happy life. So thank you for sharing your experience and your journey with us. Thank you, Freddie, for being so awesome and partnering up with Dara and co-signing all the stuff that he wanted to do, because we all get to benefit from all of your hard work. And we'll definitely make sure that we have links to your film, Breaking the Silence, on Amazon Video. I believe your book is out there too, Dara.
Yes, on Amazon as well, yes.
Yeah, we'll
Breaking the Silence.
Have access to that as well. Yeah, and any other, dude, HGTV, if you need a break.
Oh, Lord, yes, fix my flip. 9 o'clock every Thursday.
If you just want to, like, I just need a break.
9 o'clock,
I need a nice distraction.
Yes, please, tune to HGTV. Tell your friends.
Flipping a house is very cathartic.
You have a break the silence, then flip a house. This is beautiful.
Beginning, middle, and end. You know, you get the control, you get to move on, get to finish something. Yeah. So we'll have links to both of you and all of you. And thank you so much for all of the work that you do. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for your work.
It was such a pleasure and honor to be here, Dr. Marino. Thank you so much for having us. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be following this show with a part two. For all of you, like me, who like to nerd out about the behind-the-scenes work it takes to create a film production, we'll have Dara and Freddie back to share their detailed experiences with documentary filmmaking. Until then, make sure to visit witandreason.com/breakingthesilence to learn more about Dara and Freddie and to access their work.
When we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.